No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Here you are welcome, everyone. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 13th day of June. Yes, it is. I know it's hard to believe, but yes, it is. We're almost to the middle of the month of June, and that means we're almost halfway through the year. Holy cow. I'm going to slow my roll. Right now, let's just finish this week out together. Today, we're reading 1 Kings chapter 8 and then 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Today is the last day in the International Standard Version Bible. Let's go. 1 Kings chapter 8. Then Solomon gathered together the elders of Israel, including all the heads of the tribes and the leaders of the ancestral households of the Israelis, to meet with him in Jerusalem so they could bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Zion, the city of David. So all the men gathered together to meet with King Solomon at the Festival of Tents in the month Athanim, the seventh month. All the elders of Israel showed up, and the priests picked up the Ark and brought it, the tent of meeting, and all the holy implements that were in the tent. The priests and descendants of Levi carried them up to Jerusalem. King Solomon and the entire congregation of Israel that had assembled to be with him stood in front of the ark, sacrificing so many sheep and oxen that they were neither counted nor inventoried. After this, the priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to the place prepared for it, into the inner sanctuary of the temple, under the wings of the cherubim in the most holy place. The wings of the cherubim spread over the resting place for the ark, so that the cherubim made a covering over the ark and its poles when viewed from above. The poles extended so far that their ends could be seen from the holy place in front of the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen from outside. They remain there to this day. The ark was empty except for the two stone tablets that Moses had placed there at Horeb when the Lord had made a covenant with the Israelites after they had come out of the land of Egypt. When the priest left the holy place after setting the ark in place, the cloud filled the Lord's temple so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, since the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's temple. Then Solomon said, "The Lord has said that he lives shrouded in darkness. Now I have been constructing a magnificent temple dedicated to you that will serve as a place for you to inhabit forever." Then the king turned to face the entire congregation of Israel, while the congregation of Israel remained standing. Then Solomon prayed, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, who made a commitment to my father David, and then personally fulfilled what he had promised when he said, 'From the day I brought out my people Israel from Egypt, I never chose a city from all the tribes of Israel to build a temple where my name might reside. I have chosen David to be over my people Israel.' My father David wanted to build a temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. The Lord told my father David, 'Therefore, since you determined to build a temple for my name, you acted well, because it was your choice to do so. Nevertheless, you are not to build the temple, but your son who will be born to you is to build a temple for my name. The Lord has brought to fulfillment what he promised, and now here I stand, having succeeded my father David to sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised. I have built the temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. I have placed there the ark in which the covenant is stored that the Lord made with our ancestors when he brought them out of the land of Egypt.' Then Solomon took his place in front of the Lord's altar in the presence of the entire congregation of Israel, spread out his hands towards heaven and said, 'Lord God of Israel, there is no one like you, God in heaven above or on the earth below, who watches over his covenant, showing gracious love to your servants who live their lives in your presence with all their hearts. It is you, Lord God, who have kept your promise to my father, your servant David, that you made to him. Indeed, you made a commitment to my father David and then personally fulfilled what you had promised today. Now therefore, Lord God of Israel, keep your promise that you made to my father, your servant David, when you said, You will not lack a man to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your descendants will watch their lives to live in my presence, just as you have lived in my presence. Now therefore, God of Israel, may your promise that you made to your servant David, my father, be fulfilled. And yet, will God truly reside on earth? Look, neither the sky nor the highest heaven can contain you. How much less this temple that I have built? Pay attention to the prayer of your servant and to his request, Lord my God, and listen to the cry and prayer that your servant is praying in your presence today. Let your eyes always look toward this temple night and day, toward the location where you have said, my name will reside there. Listen to the prayer that your servant prays in this direction. Listen to the requests from your servant and from your people Israel as they pray in this direction. Listen from the place where you reside in heaven, then hear and forgive. If a man should sin against his neighbor, and he is required to take an oath, and he then comes to take an oath in front of your altar in this temple, then listen in heaven, act, and judge your servants, condemning the wicked by bringing back to him the consequences of his choices, and by justifying the righteous, by recompensing him according to his righteousness. If your people Israel are defeated in a battle with their enemy because they have sinned against you, when they return to you and confess to you, pray, and in this temple they ask you to show grace to them, then here in heaven, forgive the sin of your people Israel, and return them to the soil that you gave to their ancestors. When heaven remains closed and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, and they pray in the direction of this place, confessing your name and turning from their sin when you afflicted them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants and of your people Israel. Indeed, teach them the best way to live and send rain on your land that you have given to your people as an inheritance. If a famine comes to the land, or if plant diseases, mildew, locust, or grasshoppers appear, or if their enemies attack them in their settlements of the land, no matter what the epidemic or illness is, whatever prayer or request is made, no matter whether it's made by a single man or by all of your people Israel, each praying out of his own hurting heart and anguish and stretching out his hands toward this temple, then hear from heaven the place where you reside and forgive, repaying each person according to all of his ways, since you know their hearts. For you alone know the hearts of all human beings, so they will fear you every day and live on the surface of the land that you have given to our ancestors. Now concerning the foreigner who is not from your people Israel, when he comes from a land far away for the sake of your name, for people will hear of your great name, your mighty acts, and your obvious power, when he comes and prays facing this temple, then hear in heaven where you reside and do whatever the foreigner asks of you, so that all the people of the earth may know your name, fear you as do your people Israel, and so they may know that this temple that I have built is called by your name. When your people go out to war against their enemies, no matter what way you send them, and they pray to the Lord in the direction of the city that you have chosen, and in the direction of the temple that I have built for your name, then hear their prayer and their request in heaven and fight for their cause. When they sin against you because there isn't a single human being who doesn't sin, and you become angry with them and deliver them over to their enemy, who takes them away captive to the land that belongs to their enemy, whether near or far away, if they turn their hearts back to you, in the land where they have been taken captive, repent and pray to you, even if they do so in the land of their captivity, confessing, we have sinned, we have committed abominations and practiced wickedness. If they return to you with all of their heart and with all of their soul in the land of their enemies who have taken them captive, as they pray to you in the direction of their land that you have given to their ancestors, and to the city that you have chosen, and to the temple that I have built for your name. Then hear their prayer and requests in heaven, where you reside, and fight for their cause, forgiving your people who have sinned against you, along with their transgressions by which they have transgressed against you. Show your compassion in the presence of those who have taken them captive, so they may show compassion on them, since they are your people and your heritage, which you brought out of Egypt from an iron fire furnace. Do this, so your eyes may remain open to the requests of your servant and to the requests of your people's prayers, to listen to them whenever they call out to you, because you have separated them to yourself as your heritage from all the people of the earth, as you spoke through your servant Moses when you brought our ancestors out of Egypt, Lord God. When Solomon had completed saying this entire prayer to the Lord, he got up from kneeling with his hands spread out toward heaven in the presence of the Lord's altar, stood up, and blessed all of the assembly of Israel in a loud voice. He said, "Blessed is the Lord, who has given security to his people Israel, just as he promised. Not one of his promises has failed to come about that he gave through his servant Moses. May the Lord our God be with us, just as he was with our ancestors. May he never leave us or abandon us, so that he may turn our hearts toward him, so that we may live life his way, keeping his commands, statutes, and ordinances that he gave to our ancestors. And may what I've had to say to the Lord remain with the Lord our God both day and night, so that he may defend the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, as the need of the day may require it, so that, in turn, all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God. There is no one else. Now let your heart be completely devoted to the Lord our God, to live according to his statutes and to keep his commands, as we are doing today." Then the king and all of Israel with him offered sacrifices to the Lord. Solomon offered peace offerings to the Lord, consisting of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the Israelites dedicated the Lord's temple. That same day, the king consecrated the middle court that stood in front of the Lord's temple, because that was where he offered burnt offerings, grain offerings, and fat from the peace offerings, and because the bronze altar that was in the Lord's presence was too small to hold the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and fat from the peace offerings. So Solomon observed the festival of tents at that time, as did all of Israel with him. A large assembly came up from as far away as Libo Hamath and the Wadi of Egypt to appear in the presence of the Lord our God, not just for 7 days, but for 7 days after that, a total of 14 days. The following day, Solomon sent the people away as they blessed the king. And they went back to their tents, rejoicing and glad for all the good things that the Lord had done for his servant David and to his people Israel. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. As soon as Solomon had completed the Lord's temple, he installed the holy items that had belonged to his father David, including the silver, gold, and all the other items in the treasure rooms of God's temple. Then Solomon called Israel's elders together, including all the leaders of the tribes and families of Israel. They met in Jerusalem to transfer the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Zion, the city of David. All the men of Israel assembled in front of the king during the Festival of Tents that takes place in the 7th month of the year. As soon as all of Israel's elders had arrived, the descendants of Levi lifted the Ark and carried it, the tent where God met with his people, and all of the sacred implements that belonged in the tent. The Levitical priests carried these up to the city of David. King Solomon and all the Israelites who had assembled together proceeded ahead of the ark and sacrificed more sheep and oxen than could be counted or recorded due to the number of sacrifices. The priests transported the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to the place created for it within the inner sanctuary of the temple, into the most holy place under the wings of the cherubim. the wings of the cherubim extended over where the ark and its carrying poles had been placed, but the poles were long enough for their ends to extend to the front of the inner sanctuary, even though they could not be seen from outside. They remain there to this day. There was nothing in the ark except for the two tablets that Moses had placed there while Israel was encamped at Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with the Israelites after he had brought them out of the land of Egypt. After this, the priests vacated the holy place. Meanwhile, all the priests who were participating consecrated themselves, irrespective of their Levitical divisions. All the musicians who were descendants of Levi, including Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and relatives, wore linen and played cymbals and stringed instruments as they stood east of the altar. Accompanied by 120 priests who played trumpets, the trumpeters and musicians played in union, praising and giving thanks to the Lord. They praised the Lord loudly and sang, "He is good, and his gracious love is eternal," accompanied by the trumpets, cymbals, and other musical instruments. As they did this, a cloud filled the temple, that is the Lord's temple, and the priests were unable to complete their duties because of the cloud, since the glory of the Lord had filled God's temple. Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this week, and we thank you for this time that we have had together this week in your word. I trust that you have spoken to your children. Speak to our hearts. Holy Spirit, continue to lead us and guide us into all truth, I pray. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is Tilly from Florida praying for Sean over his wife right now, who's has lots of health challenges, diabetes type 1 being probably the most dire, which can cause a lot of the other issues. So Father God, I lift up Sean right now and ask that you would comfort him as best that he can in that situation. We do lift up his wife, and we always pray for a miraculous touch from you, Lord Jesus. Nothing is too difficult for you, not type 1, not stage 4, nothing. So we expectantly ask you for healing and hope in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. This is Marlene from Northern Colorado. Currently in Dallas, Texas for a few weeks. First of all, I'm calling just to update you with a praise report. Back in March, y'all prayed for my niece, Katie, and nephew, Nicholas. They had a baby. Katie had a amniotic fluid embolism and was not expected to live. They were worried that the baby had some lasting problems with lack of oxygen during delivery as well, too. It's been a long road. But right now, both Katie and baby Noah are home and doing very, very well against all medical odds. But we serve a Jesus that is the true divine healer. So I wanted to let you know that. And then the reason I am in Dallas is my middle son, Nate, will be having surgery to look at an area on his brain. He had a brain tumor years ago that's been controlled with an experimental medication, but now the item has worked its way around that, and he needs surgery again. So I would ask for your prayers for him. and for his health and for his spiritual well-being. Thank you all.
Hello, daily devotional listeners, chronological. I just listened to Maya and her request for baby Ella, and I felt called to just pray for her. So, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we know that you are the healer and the creator of all. I pray healing over this baby, peace and comfort over her mama. And I pray that that you guide all hands called to care for this little girl. Give the doctors wisdom and discernment to know, excuse me, the correct path to take to heal this baby girl. And Lord God, we know that you can heal all things. We pray for healing for Ayla and her mama. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Hi, DABC. Good morning. It's his redeemed daughter from Florida. I just wanted to lift up a prayer for Jess from Ohio, who just called in with a miscarriage. And I just want to encourage you, just remember how old Sarah and Abram were when they had their child. Don't give up hope, because God can still work miracles. I know this is so sad, and you were so excited and everything, but there might be a reason. I don't know, but God is for you. He's not against you. This is not from him. And I just hope and pray that you guys will keep trying, and maybe stop trying, and then maybe God will just take over. That's just my prayer for you. I'm just lifting you up, and I'm praying that and hoping that for you. And for the lady who called for her husband, Bill, God, I pray for healing. I pray for peace. I pray for doctors to come up with something that can help him out with the whole situation, with his dialysis, diabetes, and everything that's going on, Lord. Still dealing myself with some health issues, but I'm getting through it. And I thank you guys all for all your prayers. It just really helps a lot. So, Lord, hear our prayers when we come together. And I just thank you again for this platform that we can come and pray for each other, for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Love you guys. We love you, Lord Jesus. And we ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. God bless you guys.
Hi, this is In God's Hands. And I have a praise report. Our daughter-in-law and son went to the doctor today, and they heard the heartbeat, and they seen the heartbeat, and everything is on track. This is a high-risk pregnancy. She is 39, and her being older and everything makes it a high-risk pregnancy, and so we are just really excited. They are really excited. I guess we're really excited too, because being grandparents. And I just had this praise report, and I just wanted to thank everyone for their prayers. And if you would continue praying for them and for the unborn baby, we would really appreciate it. And again, thank you for all your prayers.
Thank you.